Episode 2 of Nana Cruising, unveiling the maritime tapestry of small boat sailing with your host Stefan Marceau.
Well, ahoy adventurers, welcome to the Nana Cruising Podcast, where we talk all about dinghy cruising and trailer cruising. I'm your host, Stefan Marceau, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about some of the history of dinghy cruising, namely the significance of small boats in the maritime history, some of the origins of small boat sailing, and evolution of sailing techniques in small vessels. I know we could go fairly deep in each of these topics, but today we'll cover the surface of these topics. So welcome, and let's set the stage for historical exploration of dinghy cruising and trailer sailing. To start with, let's explore the origin of the term dinghy. So the term dinghy is a nautical origin, of course, and its etymology can be traced back to the early 19th century. The word dinghy is actually believed to have roots in Hindi or Bengali languages, where the term dinghy, which was spelled D-I-N-G-I, is referred to small boat or skiff. But obviously they added the H, so it doesn't look like dingy, so that wouldn't be as good. So that's what's been known as dinghy. So during the colonial era in India, sailors and traders encountered these small boats and adopted the term for their own use. The word made its way into maritime vocabulary, specifically referring to a small open boat used for transportation between a larger vessel and the shore. The earliest documented use of the term dinghy in English dates back to the early 19th century. By the mid-1800s, it became commonly accepted in nautical contexts to describe a small boat often carried or towed by a larger ship. So dinghy were typically used for various purposes, including ferrying people and supplies between shore and ship, exploring shallow waters, and serving as lifeboats in emergencies. Over time, the concept of the dinghy evolved, and various types of small boats began to fall under this umbrella term. Dinghies can now refer to a wide range of small, open boats, including rowboats, sailing dinghy, and inflatable boats. The adoption of the term dinghy reflects the dynamic nature of language and a cultural exchange that often occurs in maritime settings. Today, the word is universally recognized in the sailing and boating communities worldwide, representing a versatile and essential category of small watercraft. Let's talk about the significance of small boats in maritime history. Small boats have played a crucial role in maritime history, contributing in various ways to exploration, trade, warfare, and leisure. Here are some of the key aspects highlighting the significance of small boats in maritime history. For exploration and discovery, small boats were instrumental in the early age of exploration. Explorers like Christopher Columbus, Ferdinand Magellan, James Cook, all used small vessels, including dinghies, to navigate unknown waters, explore coastlines, and make contact with new lands. For trade and commerce, before the advent of large cargo ships, small boats were essential for local and regional trade. They facilitated the movement of goods and people between coastal communities, river ports, and islands. Fishing and livelihood. Small boats, ranging from rowboats to fishing skiffs, have been the backbone of fishing industries worldwide. They allowed communities to sustain themselves by harvesting seafood and engaging in maritime commerce. And naval warfare. Throughout history, small boats have been used in naval warfare for various purposes, from agile war canoes to the small boats of privateers. These vessels played strategic roles in coastal defense, raids, and reconnaissance. Lifeboats and rescue operations. Small boats have served as lifeboats and rescue vessels during maritime emergencies. their maneuverability and ability to navigate in challenging conditions make them invaluable for saving lives at sea. Of course, in dinghy racing and sports sailing, the history of small boats and maritime recreation includes the development of dinghy racing and competitive sailing. Yachting clubs and regattas became popular in the 19th century, contributing to the growth of modern sailing as a sport. Access to shallow waters. Small boats with their shallow drafts can access areas that larger vessels cannot reach. This made them indispensable for exploring estuaries, rivers, and shallow coastal regions. Personal exploration and adventure. In recent times, small boats have become synonymous with personal exploration and adventure, and that's us. Dinghy cruising enthusiasts and solo sailors use small boats to embark on independent journeys, seeking unique and intimate experience on the open water. Training and skill development. Small boats serve as ideal vessels for training sailors. Novices often start with smaller, more manageable boats to learn the basics of sailing, navigation, and seamanship before advancing to larger vessels. In my personal case, I started with the Laser and Albacores, or Albatows as we call them. Albacores are great because they're a vessel that have all the parts of a larger boat, so you can learn everything about what the sailboat parts are. And lastly, small boats are integral to the cultural heritage of coastal communities. Traditional boat designs, local fishing boats, and indigenous watercraft reflect the rich maritime traditions and identities of different regions. In a sense, the significance of small boats in maritime history is multifaceted, encompassing exploration, trade, defense, recreation, and cultural identity. Their versatility and accessibility have made them a constant presence throughout the evolution of human interaction with the seas and waterways. Now let's talk about the origins of small boat sailing. The earliest forms of small boat date back thousands of years and plays a crucial role in the maritime activities of ancient cultures. These boats were often crafted from readily available materials and served various purposes, such as transportation, fishing, trade, and exploration. Here are examples from different ancient cultures. Dugout canoes, Mesopotamia, Egypt, and Africa. Dugout canoes are among the oldest types of boats, with evidence of their use dating back to prehistoric times. These boats were crafted by hauling out a single tree trunk. In Mesopotamia, the Sumerians used reed boats, while in ancient Egypt, the Nile River was navigated by dugout canoes. Similarly, African cultures, especially those in regions surrounding the Niger River, utilized dugout canoes for transportation and fishing. Coracles, Celtic and British Isles. Coracles are small and round boats traditionally associated with Celtic culture, particularly in the British Isles. These boats are typically made from a frame of woven saplings covered with animal hides or, in later times, waterproof materials. Coracles were used for fishing and transportation in rivers and shallow waters. This is all research that I've done, but I've never come across those, so this is interesting. If any of you have more information on these, it'd be fun to hear. In ancient Peru and late Titicaca. In ancient Peru, civilizations such as the Moqui, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, and the Chimú constructed boats from totora reeds. These reed boats were known for their buoyancy and were used for fishing and transportation on Lake Titicaca. Kayaks, I'm much more familiar with this in Canada. Kayaks have developed in quite the usage. Kayaks were developed by the indigenous Inuit and Aleut peoples in the Arctic regions. These small, narrow boats were traditionally made from a frame or driftwood or whalebone covered with animal skins. Kayaks were used for hunting and transportation in icy waters. Skin-on-frame boats. Native American cultures, particularly those in coastal regions like the Aleutians and Pacific Northwest, crafted skin-on-frame boats. These boats had wooden frames covered with animal skins, providing a lightweight and flexible vessel suitable for various maritime activities, including fishing and trade. Rafts. Various ancient civilizations have used rafts. Rafts, composed of log or bundles of reeds lashed together, were used by various ancient civilizations. They were employed for river travel, transportation of goods, and even military purposes. Ancient Sumerians, Egyptians, and other cultures used rafts for navigating waterways. Papyrus boats. In ancient Egypt, the papyrus plant was used to construct boats. Papyrus boats had the lightweight design and were employed for fishing, transportation, and religious ceremonies. Some boats were constructed solely from bundle papyrus stalks, while others featured a wooden frame. These early forms of small boats showcased the ingenuity and resourcefulness of ancient cultures in adapting to their maritime environments. Each type of boat was tailored to the specific needs and conditions of the region in which it was utilized. Now, let's talk about the evolution of sailing techniques in small vessels. The evolution of sailing techniques in small vessels is a fascinating journey that spans centuries and reflects the ingenuity of sailors and boat designers. As technology and understanding of aerodynamics and hydrodynamics advance, sailing techniques became more refined. Here's an overview of the key stages of the evolution of sailing techniques for small vessels. Wind-driven craft. The earliest small vessel relied on wind-catching devices like simple square sails and triangular lateen sails. Sailors had a basic understanding of using wind power to propel their boats, but the techniques were relatively rudimentary. Tacking and beading. Over time, sailors developed the technique of tacking, where the boat changes direction by turning its bow through the wind. This allowed sailors to navigate against the wind, known as beading or sailing to windward. Centerboards and leeboards. To improve stability and sailing to windward, sailors introduced centerboards and leeboards. These devices could be lowered into the water to counteract the lateral resistance of the wind, allowing boats to sail closer to the wind. Development of rigging systems. Rigging systems evolved to provide greater control over sails. The introduction of multiple masts, various sail configurations, and rigging adjustments allowed sailors to optimize their vessels for different wind conditions. Invention of the Mariner's Astrolabe around 1481. The Mariner's Astrolabe, an early navigational instrument, assisted sailors in determining their latitude based on the position of celestial bodies. This innovation improved navigation, enabling sailors to venture into open waters with more confidence. Use of fore and aft rigging. The adoption of fore and aft rigging, where sails are rigged parallel to the keel, allow for greater maneuverability. This design became common in smaller vessels, such as sloops and schooners, and is still widely used in modern sailing. Introduction of the Bermuda rig, 17th century. The Bermuda rig, characterized by a triangular mainsail and a jib, revolutionized sailing. It provided better aerodynamic efficiency and increased speed. This rig became popular in smaller vessels due to its simplicity and effectiveness. So, although some people may balk at the word simplicity, it's actually pretty complicated. I guess it's simple compared to the big rigs that they used to have. Innovation in sail materials. Advancements in materials from the traditional canvas to modern synthetic fabrics have contributed to lighter and more durable sails. This evolution has enhanced the performance of small sailing vessels. Modern sail controls. Today, small vessels often feature advanced sail controls, such as adjustable sails, roller furling systems, and efficient winches. These technologies make it easier for sailors to handle sails and control the boat's performance. Navigation aids and electronics. Here we go. The incorporation of navigation aids and electronic instruments such as GPS, radar, and weather forecasting has further enhanced the capabilities of small sailing vessels. These tools provide valuable information for route planning and safety. The evolution of small techniques in small vessels is a dynamic process that continues to be influenced by a combination of tradition, innovation, and technological advancements. From the basic principles of wind propulsion to sophisticated rigging systems, sailors have continuously adapted the techniques to harness the power of the wind and navigate the seas effectively. And with that, we've reached the end of another exhilarating episode of the Nano Cruising Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed our journey through the rich history of dinghy cruising, from its ancient origins to the modern-day adventures that continue to inspire sailors around the world. But our exploration doesn't end here. In our next episode, we'll be diving into the thrilling world of early famous dinghy expeditions, uncovering the stories of intrepid sailors who pushed the boundaries of exploration and discoveries in small boats. As always, I want to hear from you, our loyal listeners. Join the conversation by connecting with us on our Facebook group, Nano Cruising, or visit our website at nanocruising.com. Also, be notified about upcoming episodes by subscribing to our mailing list. If you like this podcast, also don't forget to tell your friends about it. I appreciate the help in making our podcast grow. And finally, share your own dinghy cruising stories, provide feedback on the podcast, and help us steer the course for future episodes of Nano Cruising. Who knows? Your story could be even featured in upcoming episodes. I'm your Nano Cruising host, Stephen Marceau. Until next time, seize your own adventure.